Hello, Anisha.
Hello. Yes.
Hi, this is Shireen on a recorded line. I'm calling to see if you meet the criteria to receive some settlement money from the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you for asking. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
And then would you be filing this claim on behalf of yourself or a loved one?
Myself.
And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And then before I continue, I just want to remind you again, this is a recorded line. Were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, ma'am.
And was it a meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
The brain.
And I'm very sorry to hear about your diagnosis. How are you doing now?
I'm doing fine. Just a little under the weather right now.
Okay. Well, I'm going to try to get through this as quickly as possible. I know it's not an easy subject to talk about. What was the date that you were diagnosed with the meningioma?
I was diagnosed with it on,
If you remember the month and year, that's also fine as well.
I know I was, diagnosed with it in June 2017.
June of 2017? And what is your date of birth?
August 7th, 1984.
And do you happen to know of anyone else that was injured by Depo?
No.
No? Okay. And then, did you use a name brand injectable Depo-Provera?
Yes, Pfizer.
Okay. But it was a name brand, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And did you use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes, ma'am. I used it for 3.
Okay. And when within 1 year, can you confirm that you've had at least 4 injections prior to diagnosis?
Yes.
And then what month and year did you start taking Depo?
November 2014.
And when did you stop taking Depo?
May 2017.
And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
I'm a female.
Thank you. And then I have your first name as O-N-E-I-S-H-A?
Yes.
And your last name, capital M, lowercase c, capital N-E-I-L?
Yes.
Okay. And then your social?
613-70-6645.
And I have your email as your first name, last name, 2002@gmail.com?
Yes.
And I have your phone number as 562-525-8076?
Yes.
Is that your cell, your home, or both?
Cell.
Cell. And then can I get your current full address, please?
15530 Ryan, R-Y-O-N, Avenue, Bellflower, it's one word, California, 90706.
Okay. And then, was your Depo-Provera administered by a doctor or medical staff or by yourself?
Doctor.
Doctor, okay. And do you remember the name of the facility where you received your Depo?
Yes, it was Rose Women's Health.
And what city is that?
The city of Arcadia.
Arcadia, California.
Yes.
All right, let me just pull their information. Do you remember the name of the doctor that administered the Depo for you?
Yes, it was Dr. Anya Janine Rose.
You said Dr. Anya Janine Rose?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I have Anya Rose, is that correct?
Yeah, it is Anya.
Okay. And then how many times would you say that you've been injected with Depo-Provera in your life?
Well, I know let's see. If it's 4 times a year and it's 3 years, so.
About 12 times, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what is the name of the doctor that prescribed you the Depo? Was it also Anya Rose?
Yes.
And that was at that same facility, Rose Women's Health?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'm just pulling their information. And then what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it a CT scan or MRI scan or both?
I did a PET scan.
You did a PET scan?
Yes.
Okay, let me just write that down in the notes. Okay, and did you have a prior cancer diagnosis before the meningioma?
No.
And what is the name of the facility of where you were diagnosed with the meningioma?
I went to the University of California, Irvine Medical Center.
Is that the one in Orange?
Yes.
Okay.
200 Manchester.
The address I have is 101 The City Drive South in Orange, California. Zip code 92868. It's right next to the block?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, let me just pull that information. And then do you remember the name of the doctor that diagnosed you as well?
What was that doctor's name?
It's okay if you don't recall it this time.
No, I don't. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. No worries.
No, you know what? Her name was Crystal. It was Crystal with a C, and the last name was like Jeschka, J-I-C-H-A, I think, and she was a neurosurgeon.
Got it. Yes, Crystal Jisha, and she works in neurology. And then is this the same doctor that treated you as well?
Yes.
Okay. And that was at the same facility?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then what kind of treatment did you do?
For the brain tumor, I ended up having brain surgery, and I got radiation therapy, and then they kept me under observation.
Okay. Were you hospitalized at all for the meningioma?
Yes.
Do you remember the dates in which you were hospitalized or the month and year?
I know the year. I was discharged, I believe it was in
June of 2017?
Uh-huh, and then I was discharged in July of 2017.
So I'll put down June to July of 2017.
Yes.
Okay. And then do you have a copy of your medical records by chance? Or does the hospital have them?
The hospital has them.
Okay. And then if the attorneys did need these medical records, would you be able to provide them by mail, electronically, or both?
Well, right now and at this time, I have a lot going on, but I do give my someone can get the medical records for me.
Okay. Whichever way you're able to obtain them, just so the attorneys know, if they absolutely did need you to grab them or get those records for them, can you provide them by mail, electronically, or both?
I'll try to do maybe both.
Both? Okay.
Yeah.
And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
Does not.
Okay. And who is this person to you?
My mom.
Can I get your mother's phone number, please?
It's 562-760-9581.
And then can you spell your mother's first name for me, please?
It's Yolanda.
And last name?
McNeil.
And then do you have her email by chance, or do you want me to put down your email?
You could put down.
And then do you have her address by chance, or do you want me to put down non-applicable?
You can put down non-applicable.
Okay. All right, so what I'm going to go ahead and do is review the information with you. If anything sounds incorrect, please feel free to interrupt me, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so you did want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the DEPA Privia lawsuit. You don't have an attorney, and you're filing this claim on behalf of yourself. You were diagnosed with a meningioma of the brain roughly around June 1st, 2017. I have your date of birth as August 7th, 1984. You did use the name brand DEPA Privia. You used it from roughly around November 1st, 2014 to about May 1st, 2017. And within 1 year, you can confirm that you've had at least four injections prior to diagnosis. One more time, can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you. And then I have your first name as O-N-E-I-S-H-A. Last name, I have capital M, lowercase c, capital N, lowercase E-I-L. I have your social as 613-706645. I have your email as your first name, last name, 2002 at gmail.com. I have your cell phone number as 562-525-8076. I have your address as 15530 Ryan Ave in Bellflower, California, zip code 90706. In regards to where you received your depot shot, I have Dr. Anya Rose that administered and prescribed it. That is at Rose Women's Health. The address I have for the facility is 289 West Huntington Drive, Unit 207 in Arcadia, California, zip code 91007. And the facility phone number I have is 626-461-7071. In regards to your diagnosing and treating doctor, I have Crystal J. Gisha, located at UCI Medical Center. The address I have for the facility is 101 The City Drive South in Orange, California, zip code 92868. And the facility phone number I have is 714-456-7890. You did a PET scan for diagnosis, and for treatment, you had brain surgery, radiation therapy, and you were kept under observation. You were hospitalized for the meningioma roughly around June 2017 to July 2017. In regards to medical records, there is proof of medical records, and if absolutely needed, you would be able to provide them either by mail or electronically to the attorneys. And I have your emergency contact as your mother who does not live with you. I have your email for her email. I do not have an address for her. I have her phone number as 562-760-9581. I have her first name as Yolanda, spelled Yolanda. Last name the same as yours, Mceneil.
Can we add White, because I forgot my mom has two last names.
Okay, is it after McNeil or before?
Yeah, just she said just put White. I just spoke with her.
Okay, so get rid of McNeil?
Yes, ma'am. Put
Okay.
Yolanda White.
Okay, so just reconfirming spelling, I have Yolanda and then last name White.
Yes.
Okay, anything else you'd like me to change?
And I think I gave you the wrong phone number. It's 562-760-9588. I think I said
Okay.
81.
Okay, so 562-760, correct?
Yes.
And then what was the last four?
9588.
Okay, I'm going to read it back out to you. I have 562-760-9588 for your mother's phone number.
Yes.
Okay, is everything else correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so the system's generating the documents. I just need a couple signatures from you before moving forward. It should take about 30 seconds or so to sign. I'll have you go ahead and put me on speaker. And you're about to receive a text right now. It's going to say
Okay.
DocuSign. It's going to have my name on it, Shireen Sakala, and it'll have the company name, Mass Tort Strategies.
Okay, so I'll click on that.
Yeah, so click on the text. There's a link on the bottom. Go ahead and click on that link.
And click on yes.
Yes, and
Okay.
then it's going to ask you to agree to electronic records and signature, and you'll hit either yes or I agree or accept. And then you'll go ahead and hit the yellow start button in the corner.
It says SMS messages declined.
Hold on,
Should I
let me
go
see.
back all over again?
Yeah, I think you declined to receive SMS messages. That's what I'm seeing on my end. Hold on. Let me try to resend it, okay?
Okay.
Okay, now you'll receive a new text. Give
Okay,
it
work.
one moment.
Okay, here we go. So do it through my email. Do it that way.
I think you might have to since you decline. It says that you declined to receive SMS messages on my end.
Let me see.
Yeah.
This way, go right here and receive document. Okay, allow envelope Okay, to review. And then do I click on start?
Yes, go ahead and click start. It's going to prompt you to all the places where you need a sign or initial. So just keep clicking through sign, initial. And then once you're done with the document, it'll say finish on the bottom. Let me know once you're finished, okay?
Okay, I'm finished. So click on finish.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. I just received it on my end. So the way this process is going to work is the attorneys are going to review your file within 24 to 48 hours and give you a call just to verify everything on the phone. It's a quick phone call, so just be on the lookout for their call. They won't be able to get started working on your case without speaking to you, so just keep that in mind. And if for any reason you wanted to discontinue, you do need to speak to them as well. So also keep that in mind. I just went ahead and sent you a text from a 949 number. It's my direct line. So if you have any questions or concerns, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. You can do so by texting me, calling me, and I attach my email as well if you wanted to email me. But Bonisha, I did want to say it was a pleasure speaking with you. I do want to thank you so, so much for your time. And I'm happy to hear that you're doing a little bit better now. Again, if you need anything at all, please, please, please don't hesitate to reach out to me, okay?
Okay, perfect. I appreciate you also.
Of course. Thank you so much. Have a good one.